I am at the entrance into the premises where the Premier is expected to hold talks with some regional officials. To my right, we have more than 100 women in the midst of very tight security. The women dressed in black outfits and orange headscarves are also holding peace plans, with a few of them carrying their babies on their backs. These are members of a group known as the Southwest Northwest Women Task Force. Well, it's a quite an emotional scene here, with thought-provoking images. The women, some of whom are internally displaced, are weeping and lamenting at the top of their voices while describing the serious hardship they're going through. They are also brandishing placards bearing various messages demanding an end to the current violence. Some read, "Conflict is inevitable, but violence is a choice. We want an end to hostilities. We cry for our children. We cry for our future." Wa Kotuda is one of the women. She tells me their suffering as women has been enormous. She adds that their campaign is in a bid to urge the parties in conflict to the dialogue table.
These are the women of the Northwest region who have been in pain for the past 3 years. And because we heard that the Prime Minister is coming here today, we decided that we should come out and cry aloud, because the flow of blood has been so much. There is pain. We don't sleep. There are incessant killings every day. We think that as women, we have to do our own part of the job by coming out to cry, to tell the powers that be, we want an end to hostilities. We want that they should put down the guns, stop the flow of blood, because members of the same family, when they fight, they sit down and talk.
Clothed in typical traditional attire of the English-speaking Northwest region, the PM told the women that he was a bearer of a peace message from President Paul Biya. He also says Biya is calling on Sebedee's fighters who have taken up arms against the state to drop them and regain normal life.
I am here at the behest of the President of the Republic, President Paul Biya. He instructed me to come to Bamenda, and the objective is to bring a message of hope and a message of peace to the populations of the Northwest region. President, having seen the suffering of this population, has sent me to reassure the population that all he wants is peace. He doesn't want these young people to continue to stay in the bushes.
According to Clotilda, every person killed, irrespective of which side they belong, traumatizes them as mothers, which is why they want immediate and practical actions for a return to normalcy.
We intend to tell the Prime Minister that as women, we bear the brunt. He must have known by now that we have gone against natural phenomena in our society, where we as women have been burying our children, burying our husbands. It doesn't matter where they are coming from. If a military man is killed, he is a woman's husband. If an Amber boy is killed, he's a woman's son. So we are coming out as mothers to cry for peace and nothing but peace.
Telling her moving story to the Premier, internally displaced Sheila says, quote unquote, "Now that I'm in Bamenda, I'm suffering. I don't have anything to do. My house has been burned down. My children are out of school for 3 years running. I'm being treated very badly where I stay here in Bamenda. At my age, I am 35 years. I have a heart problem because of stress, because of gun sounds. Please, Papa, help us out." Zion Guti, however, assured the population that the government is aware of their difficulties. He says, apart from the separation of Cameroon, Paul Biya is ready for a formal and broad-based dialogue on any other political issue in order to end the unrest.
He has told me to reassure them that if they want, as they want, a dialogue which will look at a number of issues, he is prepared to hold that dialogue. And that is why he has asked me to come here, to reiterate this to the population, to talk to all the people who can talk to those boys, that he is prepared to listen to them. He is prepared to provide them jobs. He is prepared to do a number of things to advance their cause. So they should seize this opportunity and come out. And he has said that with the exception of secession, every other topic can be discussed.
It is the first time that Paul Biya has offered to open a formal dialogue, which is quite a significant shift from Yaounde's previous assertions. But what remains unclear is who exactly Yaounde is willing to engage in the process. Separatist leaders are currently facing treason and terrorism charges at a military court in the capital. According to the International Crisis Group, since the socio-political trouble turned into an armed insurrection, nearly 2,000 persons have been killed, more than half a million internally displaced, and tens of thousands now live as refugees. This is Alphonse Tebek for Radio France International in Bamenda.